Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. It says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
On a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning, further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
We have 997 days, 14 hours, 57 minutes, and 17 seconds left of this Obama nightmare. But until then, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Now, remember, shipmates, freedom is not cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. Very easy, very simple. Anyway, I'm about half hungover today. I had a very long day yesterday. I worked and worked and worked and worked and worked and worked and worked. All kinds of stuff coming in all weekend long. Well, it was kind of nice, and beer was on sale at the store. Next thing I know, old Jed's a millionaire, and case of beer is gone. But that's all right. I'm here. I'm still focused. A little slow, but that's all right. We can make it. Long as there's one stinking liberal on planet friggin' Earth, it's a very, 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 very busy news day. Well, today is absolutely no exception, so we must lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. All right, we're officially underway and headed out to sea. Boaster makes shift colors. Okay, like I told you what I was working on, before we get to the scuttlebutt of the day, I got a lot of stuff to cover today. I mean, a lot. And I never shut up. But over the weekend, there's two things that are happening. One, I can only discuss a little bit, and the other, can't really discuss a whole lot because it's still legal matters and this and that and everything else. But we do have the great and wonderful Raquel Okay, who's coming on tomorrow. Hopefully, Blog Talk Radio will feature this episode tomorrow, and more people can hear it. There's a lot of new stuff coming out regards to Justina Pelletier. The corruption is massive and it's big, and it's right now it's almost unstoppable. But we can stop it, and we're the only ones that can.
It's us. Again, this is not the government's government. This is our government. It's not the police department's police department. It's our police department. We must demand that our leaders and our law enforcement, that they've got to come out. Not only do they got to protect us, but they got to represent us. We can't have law enforcement doing whatever they want to. We can't have doctors getting bugs up their butts. We can't have states taking children so they can get federal money for their welfare departments. We can't have people, judges, covering things up. Everybody's on the take. Cops, lawyers, judges, prosecutors, politicians. We can't have that anymore. We have to demand better from our leaders. But before we can do that, we have to demand better from ourselves. And allowing these things to go on, this is our fault. I firmly believe that because we allowed this stuff to go on and continue to go on. If you allow something to happen and you have the ability to stop it, well, you're just as guilty. We do have the ability. But evidently there were some tornadoes in Arkansas and Oklahoma yesterday. Looks like it killed like 16. Let me get in here. What are we at here? So it was about 3 years ago where they had that big tornado in Little Rock that killed, just wiped out that whole city. Well, this one left an 80-mile path of destruction, killing 16 people. Looks like one person got killed in Oklahoma. Tornadoes are nasty, man. Those are wicked. Anyway, our hearts and our prayers are out with the victims' families and all the other people that didn't die but now have to try to clean up this mess. I mean, you got to feel sorry for these people. I don't know how. I mean, I've always thought that when you see this stuff of tornadoes and hurricanes totally destroy your home, there's nothing left. I mean, that feeling. I mean, the feeling that I get just watching it on television is enough, but to actually have it happen to you, oh, God. So our thoughts and hearts and prayers are with them today. Again, the rally in New York City for Justina is still on. Protest the American Psychiatric Association, sponsored by Mind Freedom. And it's going to be this Sunday, May 4th at 12 p.m., 34th and 11th. In New York City, across from the Jacob Javits Center, they are protesting the American Psychiatric Association. These are the people that come in and just claim, oh, well, you're this, you're that, you're a psycho. Follow me. They steal kids, do whatever they want just so they can get federal money. Must be nice. I mean, you have no care in the world. You can steal kids. You can abuse them just so you can get a paycheck. This is us. We are allowing this to continue. And the fact that we don't have a responsible enough media, okay, that means we've got to do extra work. We've got to demand the media cover this. Well, that's what we're trying to do. Well, Raquel's going to show up tomorrow, and she's got a whole bunch of new stuff coming out. There's some stuff that I can't talk about. I've been sworn to secrecy, and I promised her that I would not spill the beans, so I'm not. However, I do have something else that I've also been sworn to secrecy that I can't spill the beans, but just a little bit. I can't tell you very much other than this is going to be May 6th, again, in New York City. I cannot give you the location. I have been told not to. So that's that. This particular, group, what they're protesting is the liberals, the deep, these rhinos, the libertarians. Everybody's claiming they're this or claiming they're that. There's a lot of people. Even Fox News has a whole bunch of them. But they're everywhere. They're all over Congress. Well, this is what the American people can no longer stand. So good for them. This is going to be a big to-do. As soon as I get more information, well, I've got all the information, but as soon as I get the okay to give out more information, I will. But it's in New York City. It's on a Tuesday, May 6th. It'll be in the afternoon, I think sometime like 3. But they're protesting and demonstrating that all these rhino appeasers, well, this is exactly why we got into the mess that we're in today. because nobody wanted to stand up and do something because, again, they were all on the take. You've got all these so-called conservative Republicans in the House and Senate. They act big and tough when they vote to repeal Obamacare, but when it comes down to it, no, they don't, and they won't. They're making too much money. Well, this is what we can no longer stand. This is up to us. We've got to fix these problems. We cannot expect the government to fix it. They're not going to fix it. They are the problem. So as soon as I get more information down there, all of the American people are just simply asking for the government to simply, well, do its job, which is simply follow the Constitution. I don't understand why is that so extreme? How is freedom extreme? I don't know. What are people afraid of? Why are there people afraid of freedom? I've always wondered that. And there is a lot of people that are afraid of freedom. I don't understand. Does that mean if you're free, you're going to have to be held accountable? Maybe that's it. I personally like being accountable of me. I don't want somebody else being accountable of me. What the hell? But speaking of rhinos, before I get into the scuttlebutt of the day, this idiot, this McMorris Rogers, she's got to have two names. I guess she's special. All these stupid hyphenated names. With the news this week that more than 600,000 Washington residents have acquired new health care plans through the state exchange. That's Washington State. My home state. Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers. She's special with two names. Unless maybe McMorris is her middle name. I don't know why anybody would name their daughter McMorris. She says it's unlikely that the Affordable Care Act will ever be replaced. We need to look at reforming the exchanges. Yeah. Reforming. Why do people think this is how just illogical far too many people in our government are. This is how government thinks. They don't think. That's the problem. But their rationale for everything. As soon as something is broke, well, just keep pumping money into it and just keep trying to fix it. Well, it's not fixable. The law itself, the foundation of the law, it's not a law, it's a bill. It's still a bill. It wasn't passed legitimately. And it is unconstitutional, so I can't really call it a law. But the bill itself, the foundation of the bill, doesn't work. And it can't work. And it's not supposed to work. It's supposed to make everybody poor. That's what the government wants. They want you poor so they have the control over you. The whole world's going to be poor. Why? For what? What's wrong with having things? There's nothing wrong with it. You're only on planet Earth for X amount of days, man, and that's it. There's no guarantees in life, so why not enjoy it while you're here? Oh, we can't do that. Why? Well, we need power. We've got to control the masses. For what? So they can live high on the hog and you can't. They don't want anybody else living like them. Crowd the beaches, restaurants. Nah, we just want only the chosen people. They choose who gets to be in their little clique, their little club. Well, we need to start picking and choosing a lot more carefully of who we put into that club. We still have that power. Soon it will be taken away. I'm more than confident that there's works in the mix to take that away. It's only a matter of time. If we keep allowing the government to keep running roughshod over us and not standing up and fighting back, well, then, yeah, it will happen. Good luck. So this dingbat now, I wonder how much money she's making off of this Obamacare. Well, we can't replace it. We just gotta just keep fixing it. How? Why? The whole thing needs to be fixed. There's only one way to fix it. Take it out to the Rose Garden, pour a bunch of gasoline all over it, and set the son of a bitch on fire. Down one-size-fits-all approach to health care, McMorris said. Consumers should have more choice for their coverage. And Democrats should abandon the idea that everyone will enroll because of the mandate. They're not enrolling. People are not enrolling. The government is enrolling people. Take my word for it. That's true. I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that the government has enrolled people without their permission. I know that for a cold, hard fact. That's not opinion. That is fact. The congressman also said that the 85% of enrollees who receive Medicaid coverage in the SIGN program are is a sign. Oh, good God, can you read? No, I can't. My head's pounding. Is a sign that the program is not sustainable and many will receive subpar care. They're already receiving subpar care. What do you mean will? They already are. We got cancer patients that can't get chemotherapy because Obamacare doesn't cover it. But they can give this guy an abortion. They can make sure they do that, but cancer, no, we can't have, you can't get chemotherapy. You got to pay for that out of your own pocket. I thought this was supposed to eliminate people going bankrupt if they got a, well, they get sick. Isn't that what the president said? I'm pretty sure. I remember hearing him say that. I heard him say it. Doesn't want to, no American should ever have to go bankrupt for a pre-existing condition or because they get sick. Well, what are you doing, Mr. Obama? Well, you're sending people into bankruptcy because they can't afford the health care. You're affordable. You're affordable health care. It's not affordable, and there is no care. Jesus, God almighty. All right. Now, this scuttlebutt of the day here. This, I read this over the weekend on Saturday. I swear to God, I just cannot figure out. And again, this is up to us, all these parents that are allowing these schools to treat their children in the way that they do treat them. And that's just common core. But, I mean, a 10-year-old kid makes a bow and arrow out of his hands, forms his fingers into the shape of a gun, eating their Pop-Tarts into the shape of a gun. Well, these are criminals, and they must be removed from society. We've got to call the police in, and they've got to come in and arrest these kids for this. Well, now, young girls, if you get your period, don't go to school. That's right. These girls are being punished because they're on their period. Common sense? What? Foreign concept. What the hell is that? Foreign? Common sense? Well, a 17-year-old girl was humiliated and punished for the crime of carrying feminine products to class in her purse. See, they've got a rule in here. This is how stupid. Again, this is how liberals think. They don't think. They had problems with the students. Girls were having their cell phones in their purses, and they were texting during class and doing this and doing that. Okay, well, you know, first of all, phones shouldn't be allowed in the goddamn school grounds anyway, period. I'm sorry, but come on. Why do you need to have a phone? You're there to learn. I went to school kindergarten all through years in college. I didn't have a goddamn phone with me. I made it. Why do you need to have a phone in school? Obviously, it's a distraction. Obviously, the kids are not going to be paying attention to the teacher, and they're going to be texting and going on the internet, blah, 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 blah. Well, okay, well, you don't get rid of purses, you freaking idiot. You get rid of the cell phones. Kids are there to learn. They're not there to talk. They're not there to tweet. They're there to learn. So they've got a ban on purses. That you can't bring a purse in a class because people were having their phones inside the purse, and they were texting, and they were bringing other things, knives. Yeah. It's a bunch of crap. So this girl comes in, sent home, suspended, embarrassed because she's on her period. She's not allowed to have anything in her purse. Why would you do anything? Why would you suspend the girl? Is it her fault that she's on her period? I'm going to go ahead and say no. I mean, that's my opinion. How dare these young girls going on their periods? I should remove them all out of society. Period having little putzes. Jesus Christ. Where is this school? Galesburg High in Illinois. That's where it was. Galesburg High School in Illinois. She was sentenced to in-school suspension. Of course, her mother is absolutely livid. And why? You think? School officials told them that she would be permitted to bring a purse if she would go to her doctor and get a note saying that the student suffered from a medical condition. Last time I checked, having a period is not a medical condition. I wonder if they cover that in Obamacare. I wonder if they can get rid of periods. You need a note from your doctor so you can carry tampons and mini pads. The frig? I mean, my God in heaven. Are these people, isn't there one female teacher in there, one female administrator of any kind that can say, hey, dude, she's on her period. She's going to bleed every month. It's just the way it is. Women do that. I don't know. I didn't invent the woman. So I can't tell you why they do it, but they do it. It happens. All of them. It's natural. So this girl has to be punished. She now needs to go to the doctor saying she's got a medical condition called menstruation. Menstruationitis or menstruation syndrome or disorder. Is that what it is? Is that a disorder? Well, we'll have to give her Prozac. Jesus Christ. Principal Roy Van Meter. He's an idiot. Enacted the purse ban at the high school because things like people texting in purses, we already covered this. But I'm sorry, but there are girls that start their period at 10. Not for nothing, but yeah, they do start very young. Some of them are 12, some of them are 13, 14. The girls in grade school can get their period. Junior high girls get their period. High school girls get their period. Even women get their period. Eventually, when they get old enough, it stops. But you got to punish a girl? I mean, why would this principal even make it to do? She's got her hand inside her purse and she's texting and not paying attention. Okay, that's one thing. You can punish a girl for that. But you can't punish a girl for bringing in tampons and mini pads. It's not a gun. You can't get killed by it. I mean, you get arrested for making a gun out of your fingers. You get thrown in school suspension for being on your period and carrying, I guess, deadly tampons. Christ, where is this country for crying out loud? Where are we? How did we get to this? And why are we allowing this stuff to continue? I know we hear about it in the news. We hear about it on blog talk radios and the internet and everywhere else. You go to the supermarket, people are talking. They're bitching, pissing, and moaning. But yet it still continues. So we got to turn up the heat. I don't know why those parents in that school, all of the parents should gang together. They need to fix this. That's the parents. They got to do the work. They need to gang up, get themselves together, get themselves organized. We put an end to this nonsense. Jesus Christ, and whoever's the superintendent of that school district, you think maybe you could have a little conversation with this principal? All you got to do is say two words, you're fired. That's your conversation. He'll probably get a promotion. They've got a marquee. It says, you learn something every day if you pay attention.
And maybe the administrators and the educators, which I can't call them educators. They're not educating.
What lesson did this girl learn?
Oh, I bet she'll never go on her period again. Yeah, that'll learn her.
Well, I hope this mother, I hope she can get some other parents together. They can do something about this. I don't know. It sucks that every time you turn around, you got to get a goddamn lawyer involved. This is ridiculous. Last year, it was reported on a preschool that banned superhero play. You can't be a superhero. You can't be Batman. You can't be Superman. I don't know why superhero play is banned. I don't know what the hell that possibly could. Is anybody going to get hurt for being a superhero? Look, when we were kids, we were always, superheroes. Look at me, I'm Spider-Man. I'm Superman. I'm Batman. Kids are getting into trouble for eating their Pop-Tarts. We already talked about that, into the shape of guns. This is what schools have banned now. Hugs. Can't hug. Can't touch. You didn't know that? But it's okay to rape at an Occupy Wall Street protest, but you can't give somebody a hug. Can't be any contact. That's rape. Got no tolerance. Can't give out Father's Day cards. Remember when we were kids? Okay, well, I went to school. I didn't have a father, but I gave it to my grandfather. Still father. So what? They make Mother's Day cards. The kids make cards in school. Valentine's, all this stupid crap. That's what kids do. So what? Well, why did they ban making Father's Day cards? Nobody knows who their father is? Flags. Flags are banned now. You can't have flags. Oh, God Almighty. And don't you dare say that flag salute, you racist bastard. You can't play games of tag. You can't play tag anymore. Oh, somebody might get hurt. Well, let me tell you something. Look, kids are going to get hurt. Kids fall down. Kids do get hurt. It's the only way to learn. You're climbing on the monkey bars acting like a fool. You fall down, you bust your head. Well, you're going to learn. That stupid little stunt that I just did didn't work. So I guess I'm not going to do it again. And the other kids who watched it say, well, I'm not going to try that. It's part of growing up. I don't know what they expect these kids to do. Then they give them Common Core and they can't figure it out. Now they're just making them dumb. Can't get on your period. You can't give somebody a hug. You can't make a fake gun with your finger because that's kind of bad. That finger can go off at any moment. Somebody can get killed. I don't know if anybody has ever been killed by a finger. I mean, I'm just saying. So, again, with this no tolerance nonsense that do we have in our schools today, we need to have a no tolerance for them. We need to have a no tolerance for nonsense. I mean, why would you suspend a girl for getting on her? I mean, this is ridiculous. Can't hug, you can't have a flag, unless you're from Mexico, and here illegally, then you can wear flags all over yourself. But if you wear an American flag to school, you get sent home. They make you take your shirt and turn it inside out, so you don't upset the Mexican students. Well, let me tell you something. That whole, I'm talking about that last year at Cinco de Mayo, with that principal, these three kids wore an American flag on their shirt, went to school. It was Cinco de Mayo, May the 5th. And they were sent home because they refused to take their shirts and to turn them inside out because it might offend the Mexican students. Well, first of all, Cinco de Mayo is not an American holiday. Secondly, it's not even a legitimate holiday. It's a holiday that, as far as I know, was developed by the Corona Beer Company so they can sell more beer. It's not a legitimate holiday. And if they get offended by the American flag, then they have no business being here. Why would you come to a country and then get offended by their flag? Why would you sneak across the border, stay in hiding? Why would you go through all of that and then get offended by their flag? Look, you people coming over here, you want to become citizens? Fine, we welcome you. I welcome you. So what? Everybody in this country came from somewhere else. That's the beauty of this country. But if you're going to come over here, you need to respect us, our way of life, our laws. We do not kowtow to you. We do not change our way of life. We don't change one goddamn thing for you. You're over here illegally. You have no voice. Not a legal voice anyway. But if you are going to come over here and you want to become a citizen, well, you can. But you got to do it right. I can't do that in your country, but you can do it in mine. And then if we say anything, we wear an American flag, well, then we get punished because we upset an illegal alien, a criminal. Yes, do I have compassion for people coming over here? Do I think that they should take all these kids and roust them up? And you know, but no, come on. There is a happy medium here with this whole immigration deal. We're never going to get it right. It's never going to be right. But the point is, if you're going to come over to a country, you got to respect them, respect their way of life. I'm sick and tired of all these people. We have to now change our way of life for these illegal aliens? You think if you were an illegal alien in Mexico, you think they'd change their entire way of life for you? Huh? No. Now we got young girls being kicked out of school for having their period and carrying tampons and mini pads. Jesus Christ. That little sign up there that says gun-free zone. Yeah, that'll keep the kids safe. Yeah, that'll get them safe. All right, we've got to take a short break here. Looks like we've got somebody on the line here. But I've got to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to open up our my treasure chest here. There's a lot of stuff to cover today. And I never shut up. So we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. White and blue. They ain't a tanks of gas. I can tell you right now, this country ain't supposed to be like that. No, that ain't my America. That ain't this country's roots. You wanna slam old Uncle Sam, but I ain't letting you. Yeah, I'm mad as hell, and you know I still bleed red, white, and blue. They ain't us, and
absolutely. That is not my America. This is not my America. Now, we do have, I do believe this is Todd Utzig that's on the line here. He's got a blog talk radio program, too. So let's get him on here real quick. I think we were talking about that last night. There was a lot of stuff that I was doing, and he said he wanted to call on here. And I, again, I'm hungover. It's not my fault. The beer was cold, and it was on sale. Don't do that to me, especially when I got a bunch of money in my pocket. Anyway, Todd, are you there, Sven?
Yes, sir. Hey, good morning, Captain. What's going on, sir?
Hey, all kinds of stuff going on today.
I know.
Boy, I tell you, good God, oh my. Well, see, I was working so hard all weekend. And, you know, the beer, just you have one, and it's nice, and you're working, and next thing you know, you don't realize it, and then you wake up in the morning, you got this huge
got
freaking headache.
Yeah,
you got
a few,
these,
yeah.
All these liberals are all over the place doing all these things. Girls getting, you know, kicked out of school for having their period. I mean,
I hear you. It's so frustrating that Even if a person didn't enjoy drinking, it would drive a person to drink in this nation,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I'm not even
at any rate.
I don't drink anymore, but.
No, I hear you. but basically, yeah, I think the bottom line, right, is I think that a couple of speakers over the last couple of years, Benjamin Carson talked about the death of America in terms of being PC, becoming PC, and you know, the semantics, I'm going to call it something else, the semantic shuffle that this president does, you know, that our liar in chief. Anyway, I love your show, but I just wanted to give a shout out to all your listeners, let you know that I'm raising funds to hold a ceremonial weekend for the 2009 Fort Hood victims. Because they have yet to receive the due honor or honor that's due them,
because
and
it's
I feel
workplace violence is what they
exactly
live. Believe that. So what is
exactly.
this? Tell us all about it. When how do they get in contact? Say they wanted to donate. What do they got to do?
Absolutely, thank you. Yeah, what I'm doing is I have a website set up. It's the letter C as in Charlie, cofhope.us. That's going to be for several causes.
What is that?
But,
what?
Yeah, the letter C for Charlie, and then the words of hope.us is my primary website. I've got about four stories lined up. I'm going to, Lord willing, travel around the nation and interview some of our heroes.
Good.
Like the girl out in Colorado that shaved her head and was kicked out of school or whatever. But
I didn't hear about that. What happened with that?
Her friend has cancer and is going through chemotherapy right now. I've been in touch with one of the mothers on Facebook, thankfully. She shaved her head in support of her friend. The girl's name is Cameron Renfro, out in Colorado. She shaved her head so that her friend wouldn't, you know, feel
right.
alone in her battle, right? Well, anyway, the school kicked her out, and they brought her back on a 3-1 vote. So I'm hoping to go out to Colorado to interview.
What was their rationale for kicking her out? Because she had a shaved head.
You know, yeah, I don't know. What's the worst thing that could really happen? If all the students were to shave their head, right, in support of a student with cancer that's already been in remission 3 times or 4 times and is now facing yet another round of chemotherapy, so. This country is just, it's been hijacked. The fact of the matter is that the perpetrator, you and I spoke about this before, I believe, the perpetrator in the 2009 Fort Hood massacre is a domestic, was and is and a domestic enemy, period. And if I remember correctly, regardless of body odors, excuse me, Barack Obama's faith, regardless of what his faith is, I think I remember him putting his hand on a book in 2008 and claiming that he was that he would oversee the protection of our nation from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Now, maybe I was hallucinating, although I'm not into any form of drugs, but our country has become laughable to a certain degree, and I'm just going to do what I can, Captain. I'm going to
You know, just if everybody just does a little bit here, a little bit there, that little bit stuff that adds up. But we have to do it in our own self.
That's
first.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't even want
a Purple Heart right now from this administration, seeing that he, because nothing ever comes from the top with this administration, right? Nothing ever flows downhill. There's always another layer to the onion. The proverbial onion that stinks from here to heaven and back to hell. But these victims, right? So my goal is to put together an entire weekend for them up here near D.C. in Northern Virginia. I've already been in touch with the hotels in the area. I found a hotel that I want that wants to work with me. The airfare alone is going to be over $50,000 to fly 125 service members and or their next of kin.
Oh, that's what you're trying to do? You're trying to fly all of the victims there into Virginia?
Exactly, to have a weekend. And I'm about 40 minutes north of D.C., and I've got and then another $2,000 in awards. I want to have a medal made especially just for this particular group of soldiers and or families or next of kin, and that's going to cost a couple thousand dollars. And then I want to bring in a keynote speaker. I'm kind of hoping for Alan West to come in and calmly bust some kahunas.
I like him. And good for
right?
you, man. I mean, this sounds like a great idea. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, the government, they're not going to do anything for these victims.
Exactly.
They're not going to give them anything. There's workplace violence. We don't have terrorism. Al-Qaeda's dead. And so nothing to see
here.
You were
in the military. You know darn well that, you know, that if we scrub this idea of the possibility of a domestic enemy amongst us, we're screwed. You know, like, I mean, that whole 2009 thing, I mean, if someone yells Allah Akbar before firing, if several soldiers heard that, it's a cut and dried case, in my opinion. And
it's in everybody's opinion, but this administration. Because,
exactly.
Al-Qaeda, I got a peace prize here. Freaking Nobel Peace Prize for winning an election.
Yeah.
Come on. And that, look what happened there in Fort Hood. I mean, it's inexcusable. And why our government refuses to do anything. And good for you, Todd, man. You're doing something
Thank
here.
You.
These people, how long ago? That's been, what, 4 years since
exactly.
this happened?
Yep. And I talked to a girl the other day. I was in touch with a woman a coworker of mine, a friend of hers that lives in Louisiana. Her brother was actually shot this time around in 2014. And she said that, that all the soldiers had been honored. Well, I beg to differ. I didn't say that to her because her brother had been shot three times. And, I said, how did the president, all I did was ask a simple question. How did the president or this administration honor, Fort Hood this time around? Because she said that he had honored them. And what this administration does, to include Benghazi, and we could talk about that all day, but we're honoring the dead rather than, even though we need to honor the dead, if Democrats had any damn sense at all, right, they wouldn't be coming back in coffins draped with American flags quite so often because they can't rule anything. They can't even rule their own bowel movement well. I mean, let alone movements well. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know exactly what you're saying.
If we would have sent some money, or if we would have sent some extra assistance, we wouldn't have these four people coming back, you know, rolling out on a U.S. tarmac within a flag-draped coffin.
Well, see, when I was in the Navy, we had what I can't understand is these bases, and I don't know when they did this. I think it was in the 90s under Clinton where they took away guns on the bases. Well, You walk into a Navy base. I've been to, all of them. There was a lot of shore patrol. They were everywhere, and they were basically there to protect anybody from coming into the base. That's not supposed to be there. Why these bases now are not allowed to have? I mean, shore patrol was everywhere. They got MPs in the Army, shore patrol with the Marine Corps and the Navy and the Army and the Air Force. Okay, but I mean, why do they got to? What I don't understand is why they got to call in the actual cops. This should have been done by the shore patrol, by military police and
the jurisdiction. Police,
now, I did shore patrol when I was in the Navy, and the Navy's different. In the Marine Corps and in the Army, those military police, okay, they go through police training, so they're actual cops. Okay, they're a shore patrol in the Navy. You just get a badge on you put on your sleeve, and you go out. They give you a gun, say, okay, now just go keep the peace. There's no training. There's nothing. Okay, but they do have legitimate, trained police forces. There's no excuse why if there's an incident like that on a military base that they got to call in the goddamn, the county mounties or the city police for that. They should take care of that right there on the spot. Mm-hmm. Now, if there were a couple people walking around with the guns, that guy would have been shot immediately. Only just maybe a couple would have, that
absolutely.
Would have been
like down in Texas, the off-duty police officer that got jumped by four or five illegal aliens at the same time, and he finished them all off with like five or six rounds. I mean, God forbid law-abiding citizens be allowed to protect themselves outside of their own home, even. God forbid.
Outside of your home, you're going to go to jail. Imagine that. Doesn't matter what the person's doing. If they're attacking you, you have to just sit there and allow them to attack you. Then when it's over, you can call the police if you can move, and they'll down, and they'll send him into court, and he'll get off on some kind of technicality. You should have the right to defend yourself. It doesn't matter where you are. If you're in your home, you're outside your home. I don't. You're on top of Mount Everest. I don't give a damn where you are. It's an
exactly. You should as a peace-loving, law-abiding citizen, you should be able to go and go anywhere freely within this nation, not looking for a fight. And you and I aren't about that anyway, obviously. If you're not out looking for to pick a fight, you should freely be allowed anywhere as a law-abiding citizen to carry, and to even probably carry concealed. I want the thug to know that, if the thug's going to carry next to his crotch, I mean, why can't we carry next to our crotch as law-abiding citizens without having to worry about these concealed permits? I want them to know what I'm packing,
So don't screw with me. See the gun. Don't screw with me.
Exactly.
It can be a deterrent, but there's always going to be somebody who's going to challenge somebody. But the whole point is that they've got actual the stats, actual figures and numbers that communities that are even in Switzerland, different countries, if the communities most of them are carrying guns, the gun violence is almost just nil to none because people know that this guy's got a gun over here and I got a gun. So they're going to go out and rob they're going to go to the school zone. Because it's a gun-free zone. So nobody's going to have a gun, and they can kill as many people as they want to.
Hit the nail on the head with, the beginning of your program, and I don't want to digress too much or be the cause of any digression, so to speak. But I think you just really – you really hit the nail on the head. I mean, I really believe that this whole PC thing – if anything finishes off the United States, it'll be political correctness. That'll be the final nail in the coffin. And the second to final nail in the coffin is that more people aren't upset by the fact that these 2009 Fort Hood heroes and victims have been denied the Purple Heart.
I didn't like that either. When I heard that they were not going to get a Purple Heart, but I don't understand why. Look, it's not that they have a shortage of Purple Hearts. I don't understand why they had to make sure that they, other than just to cover their ass and say workplace violence, and then once they say it, then they can't say, well, now we're going to go, it's terrorism, because then it would look, well, they're weak. Well,
it only happened, just the only difference between the two things, our soldiers in the Middle East that are scouting a terrorist group right now, if someone yells Allah Akbar and starts firing, the only difference between that and what happened at the 2000, at least in terms of my understanding, of the 2009 Fort Hood massacre, was the fact that it happened on U.S. soil.
Right.
You know, and this president has no spinal aptitude, no intestinal fortitude, and this whole semantic shuffle is not only old, but if there is a God and if he's holy, I'm sure he's about ready to vomit.
I am sick and tired. There needs to be something's going to happen now. You've got what's going on down there in Nevada with that whole thing, and now they've got everything that's going wrong with this country is going on right down there in Nevada. You've got corruption, you've got this phony racism, and now there's a bunch of videos out there that they, I guess this whole racist rant of his.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They're trying
completely
to
edited out and made it to look like he's this and. You know, I mean, I am just sick and tired of all of this crap that is, and it just for.
I think, like you said, all we can do is do what we can do. Like this dinner that I'm trying to set up a whole weekend. I've already got it figured out. It's going to cost $123,000, and I don't have that money. If anybody can give and go to seaofhope.us and just give a few dollars, even if they can't give anything, and I would hope that they would at least. Try to tell their friends about it, or if we can honor these people on that weekend, I'm planning an amazing weekend. If we can get Deneen Borelli in, because she's a firecracker and a hell of a lady.
I love her too.
Right?
I like her. Could you contact?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
People like the Koch brothers and people that are they've got tons of money. Bring that to them.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I mean,
they might be able to knock it out with one check. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're into those kinds of causes. I'm sure if you keep at this, man, and you keep it going, when do you want to do it? When is it?
Well, I was hoping late. I'm hoping for late July. I want to be realistic, though, and think that –
to get the money. So.
It may. That's right. But like you said, someone could write a check overnight or whatever, whatever, go to the – I have a website, a GoFundMe account set up now for this. And if you don't mind – I'll send you the link to it or whatever. But I want them to have an outstanding weekend. I want the next of kin, as well as the members that were injured, service members that were injured and lived, praise God. I want them all to go home feeling like America gives
a damn,
cares enough. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, exactly. Cares enough to have done something from the standpoint of being a regular citizen.
I don't
want a penny to come out of someone's pocket that's currently in the military, because it speaks volumes. It speaks volumes when a nation won't stand up for its military. You know that it I talked to a man. I'll share this with you really briefly, but I talked to a man about 7 or 8 years ago that was in the military. He was serving overseas, and he said that he saw a couple of crates worth of ballots in the presidential election that were just simply moved to another room and weren't counted. And so I'm going to set up two petitions, one that these people, I'm not even going to set up a petition that they receive a Purple Heart from Barack Obama, because that award from 2008 until the present, if Alan West were president, they would have already had that award, number one. Number two, with this current administration, it would be tainted for him to come back now. It'd be like him talking about Trayvon Martin 5 years later, and when he should have been talking about Darian Albert being bludgeoned to death a month after he took office. So are we to assume that Darian Albert, a young black man in Chicago, that he wouldn't, if Obama had a son, he wouldn't look like Darian Albert? Because he didn't stick up for him a month after he moved into the White House.
Well, look what they did to Benghazi. They didn't. I mean, that right there. There's a lot of stuff in that. I still cannot leave. I cannot leave this Benghazi alone. There is.
I know I can't either, and I'm not going to.
I can't. I cannot leave this alone. I mean, this was treason. We allowed the enemy to continue their attack, and we did nothing. And we were watching it live on that freaking drone. And there was the drone operator. He was the actual one operating it. He's the one who said, "Yeah, they had the drone." So they knew exactly what was going on. They probably
and then to redact
the
all those.
Getting, yeah.
Have you seen it on Facebook, Captain? Have you seen the on Facebook the and I don't know if this is factual or not, or if you've studied it at all at any great length, but evidently all these documents that these committees have asked for have been entirely redacted.
Oh, I know.
Now how can that be legal?
I mean, it's not. It's just stall tactics, and they're just waiting until 2016 to get out of office. They don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yep.
And now I love Trey Gowdy, but he's got to stop with this going back into court crap. They've got the attorney general in contempt. Okay, that's just sitting in a legal box somewhere collecting dust. Doing nothing, and they're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
And I've got a story I'm going to get later about that particular thing. And there is things that the Congress can do, but Congress won't because there's too many people on the take.
A couple shows
Everyone
on that. Yeah.
These goddamn rhino Republicans—they're all on the take. They're making too much money off Obamacare. That's why they're not. It will never be repealed until we repeal Congress. We've got.
On a closing note, I just want to say that I think we should leave Hillary alone. I think we should let her run, not say a word, not a peep out of independent America. Let her run, and then we tap Deneen Borelli, and then not a peep during the presidential debates, right? And all we do is we observe and we report in writing, and we watch the rabid, bigoted, sexist dogs come out of the woodwork.
Oh,
if
yeah,
we were to tap a true American like Deneen Borelli, and imagine how much we'd have to report on.
I totally agree. It doesn't matter if you're on the right. You're a racist, and you're a hater, and you're this, and that's just the way it is. The American people know different, but there's a certain faction in this country that, for whatever reason, I guess maybe when they went to school that they were taught that the Constitution is bad and it's racist and it's this, and I just cannot figure out for the life of me why people are so afraid of freedom. I don't understand it. Why would you want to be restricted? I mean, when I go outside, I want to do whatever I want to do. I mean, I like to be free. I like that.
Yeah, amen.
Doing what I want to do and not what the government tells me I can do. And God forbid, if I get my period, I got to go to in-school suspension for carrying a loaded tampon. I mean, what the heck?
Oh, I know.
I mean, in heaven.
Our nation's gone, brother. Our nation's basically gone. It's been hijacked. Yep.
Look, and if a girl is texting during class, okay, you kick her out of class. There's other ways to handle the situation. But I'm pretty sure that, you know, this mini pad or tampon that she had in her purse, I'm pretty sure it was not going to be a distraction. But because she had to open it up. They made her open it up. What do you got in there? Well, I'm going to refer to the Fourth Amendment.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I heard that we could put two or three, we could put like four officers in every single school across this nation if we gave half a damn. And you know what? And like you said, for starters, you don't go into the classroom with a stinking phone.
Right.
You don't. if you're pro education and you're pro feminist and you're pro this and you're pro that, for God's sake, start acting like it all the time. Right.
I don't really want law enforcement in the school. I know what you're saying, but
I think a couple of I think, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I think a couple of cops, one roaming and the other one, like, there, if and it puts more police officers to work,
they
could bust a cap and some liberal Dem that decided they wanted to try to take out a bunch of kids. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but my problem with the government, so you give the government 1 inch, they're going to take the entire freaking mile. So they're going to,
that's a good point, because states' rights have been trumped by the...
That's why, security, like if you got a...
Now, if we could
security,
go back to state rights and circuit court muscle and just get back to kind of the original intention, you know, of things, perhaps, then it would probably work better, I guess. Hey, I got to run. Love you, brother. Have
all
a good
right,
show.
God.
I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
Seaofhope.us. That's actually a pretty good deal he wants to do there. You know, the government isn't going to do anything about it. They don't care about the military. They don't care about people, period. They care about them. As long as they're benefiting and the Democrats are benefiting, that's okay. So good for Todd. Check him out on Blog Talk Radio. But anyway, good for him. Seaofhope.us. I hope he makes it. I hope he gives those victims and the family members and those service members, hope he gives them a hell of a weekend. I really do. So anyway, we've got to take another quick little timeout. We're going to come back, open up my treasure chest, and there's a lot to cover, and we are going to cover it. We got 57 minutes left, and we're going to do it. I'm going to go on a goddamn marathon. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Go find a network, won't they treat me right? Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country. Well, it used to be easy, get a place, build a house. Now the EPA said no, that's the home of the blue mouse. Don't tread on me. Tread on me. We're gonna use some common sense and we're gonna take back our country. Well, they've beaten to death that whole race horse. This politically correct thing has run its course. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country. Divorces from showing them bangs.
Why don't you mind your own business?
That's good advice.
Mind your own business.
Dad got it right.
But if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine.
Every sign says for sale, for lease. Price reduced. Make an offer, please. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. We're gonna take back our country. There's no way today we could build Boulder Dam. There'd be way too many government permit scams. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for the good news? We're gonna take back this country. Bags, head to Chicago. Take your trailer prompted with you so you'll know where to go.
Don't move it all over. Move it all over. Move it all over. Move it all over. Move over to the dog cause the big dog's moving in.
Hey, hey, hey! Move it on over.
Move it on.
take back our country.
That's my boy, Hank Williams Jr. All right, take our country back. That's right. We are going to take it back. And if I got to take it back all by my goddamn self, I'm going to do it. Hungover or not. All right, let's open up my treasure chest here. See if we can plunder any booty today. Good. Coming soon. You know, I knew this was going to happen. I remember this. They were talking about this stuff when I was a kid in like the 70s, man. When the $6 million man came out, they were talking about putting chips into people, and you go buy something, and they just run it off there, and takes it out of your bank account. You don't need money. You don't need this. You know that. Look, I don't know. I got problems with that, and they're gonna. This is what is involved in the stupid Affordable Care Act, this Obamacare. There's a provision in there to do that. So people have a chip. Imagine that. You got to have a computer chip in your body. Isn't that unnatural? I'm not having no goddamn computer chip in my body. I don't care. I'm not going to do it. I just flat refuse. And neither should anybody else. That's a microchip in your body. Okay, that's unnatural. We're animals. We don't need chips. We don't need to be – no. We don't need to have technology run our lives. We've got a mind. We've got a heart. That's what runs our lives, not technology. Over 40,000 voters are registered in both Virginia and Maryland. Imagine that, 40,000. That's the only ones that they could find, that they're registered in Maryland and in Virginia. That means that they can vote. So you'd have actually 80,000 votes for Obama right there. That's 80,000 votes right there for Obama. I still do not believe that Barack Obama won that second election. I still think that they stole it in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. I am more than confident. More than confident. Outgoing air marshals. The director signed a settlement agreement with the TSA. See, I guess if you're in government, you can go out and you could sell arms. Imagine if you went out and he got caught selling, trading arms. He was buying weapons, buying guns, somehow illegally, and selling them to people in at his work. God only knows who he was selling them to. But see, he gets a chance to, just resign. Imagine if you went out and you illegally sold a bunch of guns, and not just one, but a bunch, was what he did. How much jail time do you think you'd get? Do you think you'd be allowed to resign? Eric Holder, he wants to quit soon. Well, we want you to quit soon, too. He wants to stay until after the midterms. Of course he does. This way he can oversee the legalities of stealing elections. They're going to do everything they can to win that 2014 election, and they're not going to do it legitimately. The Democrats are scared. They know that they're losing the public opinion. Even the media is starting to turn on Obama. That's because they won't give him... you know, give them access. This media is, they're very, very childish. They got a very, you know, they're spiteful, they're childish, they're unprofessional. I can't stand this media. It's all about them. Well, no, it's not about them. It's about whatever goddamn stupid story you're covering. It's about the news. That's it. Congress does have a legal authority to arrest and jail Lois Lerner. What? Will they do it? Well, we'll find out. The State Department. This is our America's kindergarten. This freaking State Department. Wait, if I can shut up long enough, we might get to that story. But, I mean, I can't believe they're over there. Their tweets. Again with the tweets. God damn. Come on, government. Look, we're adults here. We don't tweet, okay? Tweets are for, like, the teenagers. Let them tweet. We're adults. We're the goddamn government. We don't have getting a Twitter tat with Vladimir Putin. And this stupid hashtag. Enough with the hashtags. Enough.
hashtag, what is it, free Ukraine or stand by Ukraine or whatever? How about a few people stand by America? Why don't you do that? Look, what's going on in Ukraine right now, look. Okay, fine. Is it a telltale sign of more to come? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say so. But look at all the telltale signs of more to come in our own country. I want to get our own country fixed first before we start trying to fix anybody else. I'm sorry, but Europe, you're going to have to get off your goddamn fat, lazy asses and actually do something over there. The United States is not going to – we shouldn't get involved in this. Just as a matter of principle, we got too many problems going on in our own country. Europe can get off their ass and do something once in a while. But they don't. They're lazy frickin' people over there. They expect the United States to do everything for them. Screw them. Al-Qaeda chief. He's urging now that he to kidnap Americans. The Al-Qaeda leader, which I flat refuse to even attempt to even try to say their names for two reasons. One, I just simply can't pronounce it. And two, they don't deserve any recognition whatsoever. Terrorists deserve never to have their names mentioned, period. Those hijackers in 9/11, none of them. None of them. They don't deserve to have their names mentioned. But the Al-Qaeda leader, Abadabadu, whatever his stupid name is, was asked what Muslims should do to free militant prisoners. Well, stop committing a bunch of crimes and you won't get caught. You won't get thrown into jail. You understand? That's how you do it. That's how you stop militant prisoners. Militant activity. Like kill a bunch of Americans. But the only way to get these militant prisoners out of prison, quote, unquote, I advise them to capture Westerners and especially the Americans as much as they can. That way we can exchange them for captives. Mm. So be on the lookout so you don't get kidnapped so they can trade you for one of their captives. I mean, this is, oh God, this war on terror is never going to go away. I think this war is with us for a very long time. What is the answer to it? I really don't know. Honest to God, I really don't friggin' know. Now I lost this one thing. Let's find, see if I can find this now. Oh, what a day today. What a day. This was the microchips. I lost that story. I know I got it here somewhere. We'll find it. But I mean, microchips, they talked about this, when I was a kid, that they were going to put these, chips into people. And, I knew it was coming, but I thought it was going to be well after I died, but no, it's not. It's here, and it's coming to you. Are you going to allow the government to put a chip? What if they got the chip wrong? What if they, look, it's done by a computer, so computers can go haywire. Somebody can hack into your little microchip, and what if they do that and take all your money out? Then what? What if they get rid of your health care? What if they do this? Golly knows what kind of sabotage they can do with this microchip. And God only knows what the government can do with it. They have total control over it. So here the government's going to put a chip inside you, and they have the total control over it. Imagine that. Is that what you want? I don't want it. I'm not going to go with that. I'm going to fight that all the way. Look, I'm going to fight that kind of stuff to the death. I really don't care. But my God. All right, where the hell is this damn story at? Oh, my God, what a day today. What a day, what a day, what a day, what a day, day, day. Boom, 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 boom. Here it is. Good God. All right. Let's find out what the hell's. Americans are apprehensive about a situation including Affordable Care Act. Yeah. We already know that. Quantized advancements in the realm. Biotechnology. Not only in the healthcare industry, but across all walks of life. Included in the special are several clips. There was a special. NBC did this stupid special. And I watched it. It was boring. Brian Williams is boring. He's awful. But they had several clips of Americans using biotechnology in everyday life, paying bills, opening deadbolts with the swipe of a fingerprint, passing through airports, retinal scans for identity verification. Well, I could see that for voting. I wonder what the illegal aliens are going to do. I wonder if they can steal some microchips. But I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to cover this story anymore because, look, we just have to fight this kinds of stuff. We have to be smart. Do you really want to have a microchip in your body? Well, if you do, go put one in. We've got to fight this. If you can't see the goddamn dangers, dangers means it's plural. If you cannot see the dangers in putting a microchip in you, you can't see the dangers in this, then you deserve it. You deserve everything that's going to come your way, and it will come. I don't feel sorry for you people. But I'm never going to put a microchip in me. I don't give a damn. That's unnatural. It's wrong. And I'm not going to have the government control everything. What if they decide to take all the money out of my account because I don't deserve it? What if I walk into a school with a tampon? I still can't get over that. She needs to be put into in-school suspension because of her period. All right, let's find out about this legal authority to arrest and jail Lois Lerner. She should have been in jail a long time ago. This is what I don't understand. Well, it's legalities, and we've got to do this, and we've got there certain procedures. No, there aren't certain procedures. You're making them up as you go. You're stalling for time. You're acting like you're big and tough, so your base will vote for you, but when it comes right down to it, you're soft and gooey. This 2014 election, it is imperative that we have a completely Congress than we have right now. There needs to be a lot of people lose their job. If in doubt, when you go to the voting booth, vote them out. It's pretty simple. We have to demand more from ourselves, and once we do, once we accept the fact that we are no longer going to accept the things that our government is giving us, then and only then can we start this fight. Former seven-term congressman from Oklahoma's 5th Congressional District, Ernest, says that Congress has a clear authority to arrest and jail Ms. Lerner until she testifies and says, that is the best way to handle the stonewalling. Well, yeah, you and me can come up with that. Americans can't figure out why she's not in jail now. We can't figure out why the Attorney General didn't get thrown in jail for what he did with Fast and Furious. We can't figure out why the President isn't in jail for what he did with Benghazi. And I'm pretty sure that Hillary Clinton and Valerie Goebbels, they all had their little hands involved in somewhere. Blame it on a video. They're watching it live through a drone. And they gave not once but twice a stand-down order. And they could have been, they had troops ready to go from Italy. Could have been there in an hour. Maybe a little over an hour, but an hour's time. Okay, the fight went on for a long time. Oh, well, we don't know how long it's going to be. You know, we're not going to get there in time. By the time we get there, they'll all be dead. So nothing we can do. We just go sit back on the couch and watch Kim Kardashian. So this Istook, former congressman, who is a distinguished fellow. I don't like that. Fellows. Oh, fellow. Senior fellow. I'm a fellow. Shut up. Distinguished fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Wrote in his Washington Times column that no one believes hyper-political Obama Attorney General Eric Holder will prosecute Lerner. Well, come on, we don't need to write this down. And that his so-called investigation of the Obama IRS scandal is obvious a sham. His entire administration is a sham. The Democratic Party is a sham. And now the Republican Party is a sham. Do we have any conservatives in the Republican Party anymore? Will the real conservatives please stand up? We all know who Lerner is. She sought to use other branches of the Obama federal government, specifically the Department of Justice. She gets Eric Holder involved. Don't tell me that Eric Holder didn't know. I'm not going to buy that ridiculous excuse. I'm not going to listen to that. That's nonsense. I'm not going to listen to that. He was involved. Might have been his goddamn idea in the first place. It might have been Valerie Goebbels. Who knows? But it definitely came from the top. Definitely came from the White House and trickled its way down. Now Lois Lerner, she's a, she's a scapegoat. Do you think they're going to come to her defense? No, they're not. They're not going to come to her defense. She goes out there and targets Obama's political foes, stifles their free speech. Well, it's good work you did for us there, Lois, but we can't come to your defense. This is the government for you. They're not going to come to your defense. They're going to come to their defense, not yours. But she gets a DOJ, she gets a Federal Election Commission, the FEC, to illegally attack and prosecute white right-wing groups. Okay, why is the FEC, why aren't there people in the FEC that aren't in jail? We already know why the Department of Justice isn't in jail. Imagine that. Here you are. You're ahead of the Department of Justice of the United States of America. Now, last time I checked, that did not give you free rein to commit as many crimes as you want to. But to Democrats, that's what it means. See, now we can go out and commit all these crimes. We've got an attorney general that will say, okay, it's legal. Oh, that's legal. It's in the Constitution. You just got to read it right. It's there. It's legal. No big deal. Nothing to see here. Tea Partiers are haters and they're racists. They must be punished. He said that asking the courts to enforce contempt proceedings against Lerner would take years, of course. This is what I can't understand, why our Congress is still farting around with... I mean, why? But contempt? What does that mean? It means nothing. What good did that do, Mr. Issa? I think it was Issa that put him in contempt, whoever it was. But what did that do? He still gets up and goes to work every day. Still obstructs justice as much as he can. He's still targeting conservatives. He's still calling people racists and haters because they dare to criticize all of his criminal activity. And the crimes that they committed, these are real crimes that this administration has committed. I'm sure all administrations have at some point have committed crimes. But the amount of crimes that this particular administration has committed, it's beyond. Okay, look, government, we all know government. We can accept a little bit. I think we all can accept a little bit. But the amount that we're getting from this government, no, we cannot accept it. And we should never accept it. We deserve it if we accept it. But those that don't accept it, they don't deserve it. But they're the ones who are going to have to pay the bigger price. Issa said, while in Congress, has the legal authority to arrest and jail Lerner, and Supreme Court has previously upheld this authority. Congress has shied away from even acknowledging that the power exists because they're going to have to actually do something. Now, if this was a Republican, it would have already been done. Pa-friggin-lees. Instead, the House of Representatives should use its inherent and historical power to arrest and confine persons it finds to be in contempt. Well, that's what they would do to you. That's what they would do to me. The Supreme Court has upheld this power. This would not be the first time that Congress confined someone to compel them to testify. But we can't do it. That's racist. California, this story here. Oh, first of all, look, these stupid high-speed rails. Okay, they're cool. They're good. But when we can't afford it and the damn rail is going to go to absolutely freaking nowhere, millions and millions and millions of dollars, you really think that this bullet train is really going to be completed? I would be surprised if this bullet train ever gets completed. But California now is planning to speed up the bullet train by using the cap and trade program proceeds. We all know cap and trade. We don't want anybody having electricity, and if you do have it, we want to drain your bank account. Why are they trying purposely to make it more difficult for people to live? I don't understand that. It seems to me as a government, they would want to make sure that more people live, not die. But this government, no. And it's been getting more and more, and this Obama comes in, he just blows it and just blew it completely out of proportion. This has always been inside the government. There's always going to have that. But what this president has done to everything, there isn't anything that this guy left untouched or unscrewed up, I should say. Changing laws whenever he wants to. Imagine if Bush did that. Or Reagan. Even Bill Clinton. Imagine if Bill Clinton were to do it. Would he have gotten away with it? Maybe. Maybe not. God only knows what Clinton actually did. The internet it was big, but it wasn't, you know, it was getting bigger towards the end of his tenure. But there was a lot of information that went unnoticed, and the Clintons took advantage of that. Well, this Obama administration thinks that the American people are stupid and they don't know this stuff. We do know it. Cap and trade. I mean, that is... that is the absolute dumbest way of... I mean, I don't even know how to talk about it. I mean, it's just a ridiculous, stupid idea. But, of course, the government's going to make out a lot more money. But you, who needs that electricity now? And these companies, how many of these companies are going to go out of business? There's going to be more businesses go out of business with this stupid cap and trade. Look, if you can't afford to stay in business, you're not going to stay in business. It should be the government should be a little bit more lenient to keep more businesses open. The more businesses that are open, well, the more prosperous the country is. The more prosperous our country is, the stronger we are. The stronger we are, the more we are allowed to not only defend ourselves, but, again, if we do get attacked, we can attack back. What this president has done to our military, scrapped it basically down to hardly anything. We got rid of our space program, and we now have to have – oh, did you hear about this? One of these sanctions that Obama's magic pen put on one of these Russians. Well, he's the guy that evidently he's got, I don't know if he's a CEO, but he's some kind of something. He's a mucky muck in a company that makes the engines that takes the American astronauts into space. Well, I don't know really what the whole stupid story is, but the sanctions aren't working. And what are sanctions anyway? I mean, what a load of crap. That's sanctions to, in this particular case, is to say, well, Mr. Putin, I can't fight you because I'm a weak tit. And every time I act big and tough, I mean, you just, you know, you bend me over and give me a wedgie and embarrass me in front of the world. So I'm going to stay over here. I'm just going to give some sanctions to make my people think that I'm actually doing something. And it's not going to affect you at all. I mean, what the hell is the freaking point? If we're going to do something, let's do something. If not, then don't do anything at all. I still believe that we need to start cleaning up our own country before we start screwing around in Ukraine. And what's going on over there? Okay, I'm sure it's bad. You can probably argue both ways. But what's going on in this country is bad. People are dying because they can't get chemotherapy because Obamacare doesn't cover it. But they can get an abortion. We've got young girls being suspended from school because of their period, carrying a loaded and toxic tampon. Kids being arrested for making fake guns with their fingers. I mean, how did this country get to where we are? And why did we allow it? And why isn't there any more outrage? And why is Justina Pelletier still stuck in a goddamn room left alone to die? Can't get a cop? Nobody? Nobody wants to blow the whistle. Huh? Is that it? Why is that? I don't know. But Raquel Oakley is coming on tomorrow. Maybe she can give us some answers with that. I look forward to her interview. Should be a good one. She's got a new article coming out, new stuff. So we'll find that out. 5 months after a judge in Sacramento halted state financing for California's bullet train, dead in its tracks. The Democrats are eyeing a plan that would fund the high-speed rail. And this is part of, I think Harry Reid is involved in this. If I remember correctly, it was passengers go from Los Angeles to San Francisco at speeds of more than 200 miles an hour. They wanted one that was going to go from L.A. to Florida. I mean, Vegas. But the train was a million miles away from Los Angeles. Very expensive. You're not going to get there much quicker. You're going to spend more time driving to the goddamn train station than it would be if you just got in a car and drove to Vegas yourself. California's $68 billion bullet train system. $68 billion. Let me tell you something. $1 billion, that's still a lot of money, by the way. That's 1,000 million. That's a lot of money. And now you got $68 billion. That's a lot of money. Just think what this country can use that $68 billion for. California's $68 billion bullet train system, the nation's first, would take passengers from Los Angeles to San Francisco. We already covered that. What the hell? I'm reading it again. Good God. Maybe I need another shot of grog here. Man, that's my problem. I'm not even a drinker. I don't like to drink, but I was working. And, you know, the beer was cold. I didn't realize it until it was too late. But I'm paying for it. Anyway, I'm still here. The project, though, has been beset by planning delays, fluctuating cost estimates, court challenges. Of course, there's always got to be that. Estimates, cost estimates, and court challenges. I mean, I just, God damn it, how does this country get anything done? Court, 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 court. Estimates. Jerry Brown, the stupid governor, he's a creep. He's totally screwing that whole state up. This Jerry Brown, I mean, this California's going bankrupt. And all the rich liberals are moving out of California. They're the ones who created the mess, and then when it gets dirty, then they leave. They're all going to Texas to dirty that state up. Texas, if you got any balls at all, you keep these people from California moving in. Texas cannot afford to go blue. We can't have that. So the stupid governor is proposing using one-third of funds raised annually through cap-and-trade auctions to help pay for their high-speed rail. This is never going to get built. A lot of people are going to make a lot of money, but nothing's ever going to get done. A lot of people are standing a good chance to make a lot of money. I need to find out a way to make high, big bucks like this, and then not get caught. And then if I do get caught, well, blame it on a Republican. But I don't want to become a Democrat to do it. That's what it takes. All right, let's get into this. This air marshal signs a settlement agreement. There shouldn't be any settlement agreement other than you go to jail. Amid an ongoing probe into an alleged gun-selling operation within his agency, outgoing Federal Air Marshal Service Director Robert Bray struck a settlement that included a provision to suspend any possible disciplinary actions against him. Imagine that. You go out there and you sell a whole bunch of weapons, guns, illegally. And you sign an agreement that says that you are not allowed to have any disciplinary actions against you. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice to do that? Say, okay, yeah, you can prosecute me, but you can't do anything. I get no disciplinary actions for committing these crimes. And I'm going to get a chance to resign and keep my retirement pension. Wouldn't that be a nice gig to have? You can do that. How about you factory workers out there? Wouldn't it be nice to do that? Just steal a bunch of money from the company, break the machines, sell drugs, sell guns inside the factory, and you get caught? Well, you just sign a piece of paper that says you can't discipline me. Wouldn't that be nice to do that? You don't go to jail, nothing. And then you get a retirement package. Wouldn't that be nice? I am aware of the allegations within the FAMS, the FAMS, including those involving the director, and believe them to be subject to appropriate investigation. This was part of the April 18 letter by John Pistole. The letter went on to say that while overall investigation remains ongoing, Bray has entered into a settlement agreement, which includes provision to hold in abeyance any potential disciplinary actions. Bray's alleged involvement and whether his impending retirement was related to the ongoing probe. We don't know. I'm sure it probably did. Reach for comment. Mr. Bray's attorney, Ken Cuccinelli, which is a creep. Look, I know as much as these defense attorneys are creeps, and a lot of them are, they are some creepy dudes. However, there's some good ones. I'm not saying that they're all bad. But if we lost the defense attorneys, so I'm going to have to just accept the fact that, okay, fine, I'll deal with these creeps. If you lose the defense attorneys, you lose freedom, period. I just wish that some of these attorneys would, I don't know, have a little better judgment on certain things and try, you know, not to get people off that don't deserve to get off. Casey Anthony. That goddamn jury. I'm sorry, but that ridiculous, that jury foreman, he's on there with Greta Van Susteren. Well, we couldn't prove cause of death. You don't need to prove cause of death. The fact is she's dead. And the only one who could have done it was the mother. So this girl gets to walk because they couldn't prove cause of death. I mean, that's ridiculous. I just wonder if they were paid. I just wonder, you know, if some of these juries aren't paid off. I know it happens, but, I mean, come on. Girl killed. I mean, look, if they really couldn't prove it, all they had to do was go guilty, which she is guilty. Even if she didn't do it, the fact is that she her daughter was dead and gone missing, and she's out partying and whoring out all night. God only knows what the hell this girl was doing. If your daughter is missing, your child is missing, you're not out whoring around on the streets all night, dancing and drinking and God only knows what. You're not partying. Who can party when their child is missing? I don't give me this psychology crap that, well, some people handle stress differently. No. When your child is missing, you're not out drinking, partying, and having fun. Why that jury did that and made that just absolutely atrocious decision, a dangerous decision, they need to be thrown in jail. Where is it? He had something to release a statement. This is it. This is a statement from this guy. This is the balls on this guy. After nearly 40 years of unblemished service in law enforcement. Oh, no, that's not it. Where is that? Where is that statement that he made? I know I got. Oh, here it is. This is on March 31. Mr. Bray sent an agency-wide email announcing his departure with the subject line, a personal message from Director Bray. Many of you have heard me talk about the importance of change and how vital it is to keep any agency moving forward. Therefore, I need to practice what I preach. And so effective June 28th, I'm going to retire from federal service. I have no plans except to spend time with my wife and family, without whose love and support I could not have had such a great long career. You were selling weapons. You lose your career. it could not have been outstanding career. You don't just wait until the last few days of your career to start, you know, committing a bunch of crimes. This guy's been doing all kinds of stuff for a long time. We just don't have the proof of it. So he's out there selling weapons. He got it from, let's see, where is this? He actually got this from. The operation was above missiles, letters, information. The federal air marshal was purchasing and selling guns without a license to coworkers. From there, Mr. Pistole wrote that the OIG, the Office of Inspector General, all these inspector generals, oh my God, these inspector generals, how many inspector generals do we have? And what do they do? They're a partisan hack. You're supposed to have this inspector general. It's not supposed to have anything to do with the department. But they hire these people to inspect and find absolutely nothing. And if they do find something, well, then they don't report it, and they get paid. And that way, they get promoted. It defeats the whole purpose of the Attorney General. I mean, the Inspector General. So Inspector General referred the information to the TSA's Office of Inspection for investigation. So they need to get somebody else to investigate it. Nobody wants to touch it. The Operation Whistleblowers have claimed involved Air Marshal Supervisor Danny Poulos. Poulos now is on administrative leave. Is accused of improperly using his relationship with weapons manufacturer Sig Sauer to obtain discounted firearms and provide them to agency personnel, including Mr. Bray. Don't you think that Mr. Bray should have known better? And he's seen something like this in his department. He should have nipped it in the bud, but he gets a chance to retire. Nice. TSA officials have confirmed that Bray did buy weapons from the supervisor, but did so legally and with no knowledge. Bray also told CNN that he bought the guns from the supervisor and denied his retirement was related to the ongoing investigation, which we know is crap. And I'm sick of this story, and we're moving on. Let's get into the stupid State Department, which, oh, God almighty. Goddamn kindergarten. Stupid tweets. Just Jen Psaki, whatever her name is. Every single one of those State Department spokespeople, every single frickin' one of them. I mean, they're rude. They're nasty. Condescending, they're smart asses, they're unprofessional. I mean, the way that they treat these reporters. Well, the way all of this entire administration just treats this country. Total disdain and disrespect. This is what she tweets. The world stands united for Ukraine. Let's hope that the hashtag Kremlin and @ MFA Russia will live by the promise of hashtag. Evidently, this was in a response to Russia using the hashtag, which is supposed to bring like-minded tweets into a collective batch to further their stupid agenda. Note to the State Department, the promise of hashtag isn't going to make Russian President Putin pull out of Ukraine, said Mr. Cruz. Well, no, it's not. I mean, when Russia is in the United States are in a Twitter war, what does that say? What does that say about a lot of things? What does that really say? Tells me we've got a lot of very unprofessional and childlike-minded individuals in our government. No more tweets, please. Can you do your jobs? What is a spokesperson for the State Department doing tweeting about issues anyway? That's what I'd like to know. Why is she? Why is she? Why is she? Why is she doing this? Okay, you're working for the government. You don't send out tweets unless you get official government, you know, official government information that needs to get out. The world stands hashtag United for Ukraine. How about United for America? When is the State Department gonna get there? When is this administration gonna get to there? When is America actually gonna be united with America? Let's start there. Let's get Americans united for America. And then we can get the government united for America. God almighty. All right. I'm done today. I don't want to cover, well, over 40,000 voters registered and vote. Well, we know that. We know this. We know all this crap. We don't need to go over the same old crap over and over and over again. I got a freaking headache. It's a nice day, and I got to do a whole bunch of errands. We got 10 minutes left. I already played a bunch of songs. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening today. Got my first mate. She was on here. Vito Esposito. My friend Todd Etzig, he called in. I know there's a lot of people on their smartphones. I know a lot of people are going to download. Get the archive. That's fine. As long as you listen. And make sure you tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. And I'm going to give more information about what's going on. We're going to get these rhinos. We're going to have a big demonstration, but I can't talk about too much about that yet. But tomorrow we're going to find out more information on Justina Pelletier. I swear to God, I cannot believe that not one person has come forward. Not one person in law enforcement or the Justice Department of any kind of Justice Department, state or federal. Why nobody is saying, wait a minute. We can't do this to kids, but we got more people coming to the defense of the welfare department than we do for this girl who's stuck in a room by herself and left to die and cannot communicate with her parents. I know I'd be in jail if the state took away my child and I wouldn't allow them. They wouldn't allow any conversation. Once a week, maybe for an hour. I don't know how this man can keep his composure. I, honest to God, I really don't. But nevertheless, we're pulling this ship into port here. We'll be moored real soon. So, leaving with that, I guess I need another shot of grog here. The hair of the dog, that'll fix me. Well, it's my own stupid fault. I'm not a drinker anymore. It was my own stupid fault. But there's nothing I can do about it now. Tomorrow's going to be a brand new day, and we're all going to be fresh and ready to go. And we'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye.